Angela Harrington, reader.
This is from The City Under the Back Steps by Evelyn Sibley Lampman. As soon as they arrived, two of them grasped Craig with strong forelegs, threw him to the floor, and began to pound and massage his back. They caught him unaware, and for a moment he tried to fight back. Then he saw that Nosy was being treated in a similar fashion by the other two ants, and didn't appear to resent it at all. Craig decided that he was expected to lie still, and after a moment, the rubbing and massaging on his tired muscles began to feel very relaxing. "Who are you?" he gasped, addressing one of the ants. By this time, he'd been flipped over on his back, and they were kneading the upper parts of his arms.
"I am Rubber," the ant told him briefly.
"Do you do this all the time?"
"It's my job," said Rubber. "I do other things as they're required, but this is my specialty."
This is from The Nanny Diaries by Emma McLaughlin and Nicola Kraus. She wants to know what I study, what I plan to do in the future, what I think of private schools in Manhattan, what my parents do. I answer with as much filigree and insouciance as I can muster, trying to slightly cock my head like Snow White listening to the animals. She, in turn, is aiming for more of a Diane Sawyer pose, looking for answers which will confirm that I am not there to steal her husband, jewelry, friends, or child, in that order. Nanny fact. In every one of my interviews, references are never checked. I am white. I speak French. My parents are college educated. I have no visible piercings and have been to Lincoln Center in the last 2 months. I'm hired.
This is from Why Tragedy Has Haunted America's First Family for 150 Years, The Kennedy Curse, by Edward Klein. The marriage made front page news everywhere, and a new Kennedy myth was born. The man who could have had any woman in the world had chosen as his bride one who was not rich or famous, or ennobled by family background, or distinguished by any professional accomplishment. What Carolyn had were certain charismatic qualities, exceptional beauty, a unique sense of style, and a shrewd, sharp, hard intelligence. The media played the marriage as a Cinderella story, casting Carolyn as the commoner who had found true love with Prince Charming. But it turned out to be a doomed fairy tale, a nightmare of escalating domestic violence, sexual infidelity, and drugs, a union that seemed destined to end in one kind of disaster or another.